Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Kathleen Allen, Dr. Kathleen Allen is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though. She's going to be back. She has a new book called Leading from the Roots. It's about us, folks. He's talking about the kind of leadership that you and I practice out here on Main Street. The natural kind, the kind where you're planted in the ground, you're under a bubble, you've got the lights are all on, you can't hide, nowhere to hide, Kathleen. That's one of the. Wouldn't that be a good way to if somebody says what does natural leadership look like, and I said, well, it's the kind you practice when there's nowhere to hide. What do you think, Kathleen?
Oh, very much. I think that in fact, transparency and authenticity, no place to hide, is actually the key ingredient. It's true for small businesses because you're close to the ground, but it's also true for really great leadership. If you hide who you are, you can't build relationships. If you can't build relationships, you can't innovate, you can't create, you can't adapt. Everything is based on the quality of relationships, and our small businesses understand that. They pay attention to those things.
100%. Kathy, I need your website, and you've got a blog, too, I want you to tell us about.
Yes. So my website is KathleenAllen.net.
That's Kathleen with a K.
Blog with a K. Yes, KathleenAllen.net. And I also do a weekly blog on nature-inspired leadership. What are the lessons that fog can teach us about living into the unknown, or what can bees teach us about pollinating our ideas in our organizations, or how can feedback help us design our way out of dysfunction and drama in the workplace?
Give us an example of where, if somebody said, okay, I want to make sure that I'm practicing natural leadership, and so give us the first two or three things that the people can use as a grounding rod, as a true north that we can start and move on from there. What do you think?
Well, in nature, there's no CEO in nature, right? The nature really runs on self-organization. And our small businesses, our time and attention, especially for the owner, is really highly, it's almost a scarce commodity. But if we can recognize and hire people in our organizations who have the capacity to self-organize, they can actually adapt and innovate and align their actions to the success of the organization without as much time and attention from the owner. And
pardon me, Kathleen, but that's really another way of saying full-fledged delegation.
Yes, yes, I call it distributive leadership.
I like that you're saying it that way. But I want to make people know that if they're delegating their little heads off, they're getting really close to what you're talking about.
Exactly, but if we want to hire people who can self-organize, they have to demonstrate four characteristics. One is they have to be able to initiate and organize their own work and their own learning. They have to be self-aware so they know where they're falling short. They have to be able to align their work and their initiative to the mission of the organization. And they have to be emotionally intelligent enough so that they are managing their emotions and they're not spreading their drama across the organization.
Right.
So,
and you're saying if you hire people, if those are the characteristics that you use to hire people, if you run the new people through those specifications, you're going to wind up with an organization that's more likely to foster natural leadership. And then, of course, then you have to be a natural leader too. You have to suborn your own subordinate, I should say, you have to subordinate your own ego to let them be successful first, and you aggregate it off of that.
Right. So you're trying to create conditions conducive to the life and development of your staff so that they can do their jobs, and you don't have to pay attention to every last little detail.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be good at developing people, not just, telling them what to do. I always think that our leadership changes, our questions change. So instead of who's going to make this work, you ask what interactions will help make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of how do I create change, it's how do I use the energy of the people already in the organization to help us create change. It's very different. It's not this kind of hot, top-down, heat-beaten treat. You're really trying to get your organization to self-assemble from the ground up so it can be adaptive, it's smart, it's innovative, it listens, it learns. You know, self-awareness in the part of the leader is really critical these days. They think that self-awareness is if you have good self-awareness, you also have really great emotional intelligence in general. But in terms of organizations, if you have self-awareness, it means you're listening to what's not working as well as what is working.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop listening, I call it feedback dead zone. People who don't listen, they tend to create pockets of dysfunction in our organization.
Mm-hmm.
So you also want to listen and hire up your self-awareness.
Kathleen, I got to wrap it up. KathleenAllen.net, ladies and gentlemen, that's her website. The book is called Leading from the Roots. That's available wherever books are sold. Dr. Kathleen Allen will be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.